in those times, people had such hard times that we know nothing about. My dad was from 1 in 14. His mother was at 47, and she lost her husband. My dad was only 7 when his mother died. But in those days, they worked with horses and carts, taking timber to the mill at Totten, and bark, they used to take the bark as well. They had no Wellingtons, no Macs, nothing. They had just sacks around their shoulders. Got wet through every day when, and the winters were much harder than they are now. They both had what we used to call consumption, but that's what they died from. So you can tell that both my parents had hard times. We had to be boys. We had to work like boys, and we did. I don't think there was another family anywhere that worked any harder than we did as girls. As we grew older, we had jobs to do before we went to school in the morning, and many jobs to do when we got home. Every day, we had 3 cows. Mum used to milk 1 cow, and we used to milk the other 2. We used to take the cows up the forest, across the main road, up by where East Boulder Hall is, right across there, and we used to go on to school, which was down the other end of East Boulder. They had a big allotment. I remember being up there pulling up the mango. Tops had to be twisted on, and they were so frosty. And it was hard and cold work, and just children still. And we had another field that we used to rent in East Boulder, where Dad used to keep some heifers. In the winter time, we had to take a bag of hay down for them every night as well. So we had a bike each then. We used to put a sack of hay through the bike, walk and push the bike down with the hay for the heifers, and then come back again, we could ride the bike. That was something that had to be done every night before it got dark in the winter time. We seemed to have too much work to do right when we got home from school, because there were all the various jobs to do. Like, we used to have to come home, we'd add the wheelbarrow and a couple of buckets. As the animals were cleaned out, we would have to go out during the winter, and when the moon was out, spreading down, taking it out of the horse and cart, putting it in heaps, and then spreading it about. In the springtime, my mother and us two had to go out and walk all over those hills, every inch of it, with buckets, and tip the little bits of stick and stone that was about, which came probably out with the manure, so that nothing damaged the cutter when he came to cut the hay.